EU state Lithuania completes border fence with Russian puppet Belarus. By Chris Tomlinson on December 24, 2022. The Lithuanian government has completed a fence along the border with Belarus and a surveillance system to monitor for illegals and possible sabotage from Belarusian border guards. The new fence, which is just over 300 miles long, was completed this week and will allow the country's border guards to patrol the border with Belarus without the need for support from the country's armed forces. Along with aiding the border guards to detect attempts by illegal immigrants to cross from Belarus, the new surveillance system will also find cases where Belarusian authorities may have attempted to sabotage the fence, as Lithuania claims to have recorded at least 350 such cases of deliberate sabotage, Euronews reports. Rimantas Petrauskas, deputy chief of the border guard, commented on the situation saying, "Recently, we noticed that the physical barrier was damaged precisely where there is currently no CCTV system." Lithuania is just the latest European Union country to finish a border barrier along the border with Belarus and comes after Poland completed a similar fence earlier this year in June after a wave of thousands of migrants crossed from Belarus into Poland and other EU states last year. While the number of migrants has decreased overall this year, many still attempt to cross from Belarus, which has led to injuries and even deaths as temperatures decreased in recent weeks. Earlier this week, the NGO Doctors Without Borders, MSF, called for Lithuania and Latvia to stop rejecting illegals at the border after migrants have been left without adequate food or shelter and some have even died of hypothermia. 14 people, among them some children, were hospitalized over the last weeks. Many of them had to have their limbs amputated while others are waiting to learn if they will have to undergo the procedure. All of this can be avoided and is therefore totally unacceptable. People will die if the situation does not change, MSF Lithuania and Latvia project coordinator Georgina Brown said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.